It's 7:04. I'm Jake Brownell with 91.5 KRCC News. A gun shop owner in Colorado Springs says his store sold two firearms several years ago to the shooter who killed 26 people at a Texas church. Jeff Lepp owns Specialty Sports and Supply. He says he was contacted Sunday night by the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and he confirmed to the agency that gunman Devin Patrick Kelly bought a pistol at his shop in 2014 and a revolver in 2015. He says Kelly passed background checks for both purchases. The Denver Post reports Lepp says neither of the guns were used in the Texas shooting. Representatives of the Colorado Springs Chamber and Economic Development Corporation are hailing the passage of new taxes for schools and stormwater in the city. At an event Wednesday put on by the group, President and CEO Dirk Draper thanked those who supported Issue 2A and other tax measures in this week's election.
We had ballot measures that deal with education, which leads into workforce, and with infrastructure, which are two top issues for us in the business community. And not only are we a city on the rise, we're a city rising, we are a city thriving.
And the event was meant to highlight some of the city's opportunities for future economic growth and development. Representatives from the Chamber and EDC said they're focusing on attracting businesses to the city in the sectors of sports medicine, professional scientific and technical services, and aviation and specialty manufacturing. It's November 9th, and you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.